Times Radio Breakfast.
Good morning, it's coming up to 10 to 10. Now, becoming Princess K of the Milky Way may not mean anything to most of our listeners, but in Minnesota, it is a coveted title. The winner of an annual pageant serves as an ambassador for the state's dairy farmers. It's a three-stage process before the princess can be crowned, and then there's an unusual prize, a bust of their likeness carved in soft, malleable, salted butter. Not any old butter, salted butter. The butter carving tradition dates back to 1965. And for the first time in 30 years, a new master sculptor is holding the knife. He is artist Jerry Culzer. He's been telling me about the process.
I'm carving a 90-pound block of butter, trying to achieve a portrait of each of the princesses. So Princess K first, and then each of the finalists. There are 10 finalists, and then Princess K. So trying to sculpt their likeness in 90 pounds of butter.
That sounds incredibly difficult. I mean, I'm guessing you normally would work with clay. What's it like working with butter?
Butter is a little more firm. It's a little flakier. I can't stick things on like I can with clay, so it's more of a subtractive process.
Presumably takes quite a long time.
Not long enough. We do this in about 6 hours, 6 hours of actual sculpting time. I normally would take 2 weeks to do a portrait of a person for a client, but we're doing this. I'm getting it done in 6 hours.
And that's presumably because they need to sit for you, and I'm guessing sit for you somewhere cold.
Yes, we're sitting in a rotating butter booth. It's 40 degrees in there, and it does get cold.
So you've also got to presumably wear lots of layers of clothes.
Right, yeah, it's the princess that I'm sculpting is in her winter clothes and boots, and I have like three different layers of clothing on. The last layer is a raincoat, a rain suit that's rubberized, so the butter just kind of falls off, and I can wash it off at the end.
But presumably it's more difficult to move, and I mean, I've never done a lot of sculpting, but I'm guessing that the intricacy of the work is made more challenging by wearing lots of layers of clothes.
It is restrictive movement, but especially my hands. I'm in two layers of gloves, so my hands are much more thick and cumbersome than they would be normally.
So how do you prepare for this?
I'm a sculptor by trade, also a teacher, and so I practice in clay. The only other practice you get is actually by sitting in the butter booth and doing what I do.
Do you enjoy it?
I enjoy it immensely. It's the best job. I always tell everybody it's the best job in the world.
But you've only just taken over this role, haven't you? Because it was held by someone else for an incredibly long time.
Yes, Linda Christensen was doing this for 50 years before she handed her butter knife to me.
And how were you chosen?
It was competitive. I heard they interviewed five different sculptors. They called me in for an audition. They gave me a large block of butter and some photographs and asked me to sculpt a person. And apparently they liked what they saw. So they called me back the following year to work with Linda Christensen. And we worked together. And then after that, they called me back and said I was the guy.
What's the hardest bit to sculpt of the head?
The hardest part of a person's face is their eyes, really. If you can get the eyes, it seems like you've kind of got the whole thing. And in butter, it's really hard to define the eyes. And it's just, that's the difficult part, sharp enough in butter.
Have you ever carved something that someone's really not liked or felt it hasn't looked like them? Because that must be an awkward moment.
The finalists that I carve are very, very generous. They all love what I do. And if they haven't really liked what I did, I haven't heard about it. So I don't know. My clients, when I work for other people and they're paying me for this, they'll tell me what they like and what they don't, and then I change it. But here we don't have time to make modifications or changes.
So have you done it this year yet?
Yes, I'm in the middle of it. We've accomplished, let's see, four now, and I'll be working on the fifth tomorrow.
Do you do one a day? I mean, if they take 6 hours each, or are you literally doing them back to back several a day?
No, we're one a day, because we start at 9 o'clock, and she sits there while I sculpt for a couple hours. Then we take a little break and then come back and sculpt for an hour and a half or so, take a lunch break, and go back and forth like that because my fingers get too cold otherwise.
And what happens to these busts after you've carved them? Are they gifted to the people that have sat for you?
Yes, the Princess Kay and the finalists get to take all the butter home. All the scraps I carve off are put in 5-gallon pails. They get to bring those home. And the butterhead itself, after the fair, after the state fair is finished, the princesses come back and take them home.
And do they keep them? Do they eat them? What do they do with them?
It just depends. Some keep them. Some put them in a freezer and save them. Others use them and donate them. Sometimes they're cut up and donated to various people, food shelves, people in need, relatives.
And I know, there's a strong history of this, isn't there, in Minnesota? I'm just wondering, would you possibly have several generations of butter sculptures in a freezer? Is it kept for that long, potentially?
Yes, Linda Christensen has carved many daughters of previous butterheads, and so there have been stories of three separate butterheads being in the same freezer.
So how many have you got left to go?
Let's see, I have 7 left.
Wow. By the end of it, your hands must really, really hurt. I mean, you say that you get to rest in between, but that's over a week's worth of carving.
Yeah, it's 10 days straight. And normally you have a job and you work for a few days and then you have the weekend off. Well, we don't have the weekend off. I just keep going and going. My hands do get stiff and tired, but you work through it.
And are you happy with how they've turned out so far this year? What's been tricky this year other than the eyes?
eyes are tough. Yeah, you know, I'm a very critical person of my own work, and so I always see the flaws that I want to change. But you know, we have a deadline, and so sometimes you just say, "Ah, there."
And that was the artist Jerry Culzer, who is that butter carver.
Butter carver.